I'm riding alone, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free.
Good morning, Arizona.
Just listen to the wind blow.
Welcome.
Let blow.
To your Arizona Saturday morning tradition. It is Rosie on the house. And today we start our 7 o'clock hour, the non-specific hour. It's anything and everything we want. And a part of Arizona that includes some of the most incredible and iconic scenery known to Arizona and the entire desert Southwest. Apache County. We've got a special guest that we'll be bringing on the line. It was something that came in our brainstorming meeting, what to cover in the 7 o'clock hour. And I don't know if it, I don't remember if it was Dad, I don't remember if it was Mom, I don't remember who, what, where, why, but we said, you know, we should highlight a county a month.
That was Rosie, because
was
he
Rosie.
Loves Arizona, loves every inch of the state, and truly it just gives him more of an opportunity to spend the time looking into it.
And there's 15 counties, so it's something that will last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take, you know, a year and a quarter to get through them all, so it won't be something that tires out very quickly. What made us pick Apache? Just it started with A? Was it an alphabetical selection?
I don't know. Rosie said, let's do it by weather. So I don't know. We start with Apache County, but truth is you can go to Apache County any time of the year and find something wonderful to do. If you're not familiar, Apache County is in the northeast part of the state. It's bordered by New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, nestled. It's a long strip along the border there. If you could just drive without roads, you would just go straight across, straight east, almost to the New Mexico border, and that's where it begins. But to get there, you have to drive up to Payson, Highway 87, take 260 across, and then you have some opportunities to go different directions once you get up there. But we spend a lot of time, of course, in the southern part of the county, Alpine, in Nutrioso area.
It's the southern part of the county, but it's also the highest part of the county.
Right. It's mountainous. It's beautiful. Two of the highest peaks, number two and number three of the peaks in Arizona are there.
Okay.
Number one, of course, is?
In the state, Humphreys Peak and Flagstaff,
right.
Snow Bowl. And then you have number two, I thought, was Mount Lemmon.
Well, you know, it's actually a little convoluted when you look it up, because some of the peaks are attached to other, you know, mountain ranges. But the consensus was, when I looked, that the number one was Humphreys, and then number two and three would be Mount Baldy and Escadilla Mountain.
Okay.
Now, Escadilla Mountain, of course, we've all hiked. It's really fun. You go up this. It's not a terribly grueling hike, kind of a Sound of Music kind of hike, you know, up through the meadows and up high. And when you get to the top, you can go up in the fire station if they're open.
It's only a couple miles. You don't really need to be in
great shape. You do need to be acclimated to
the altitude. Don't go there and then hike the peak. You have to stay the night, get up the next day, and then do your hike.
But spent many days with altitude sickness up there. You need to give yourself a little time before you jump right in. Yes, and you're just so tempted, because you can hike. There's just miles and miles of trail. You can do quadding if you like fishing, hunting, camping, all those things. It's just like a big playground.
And not far from there is the coldest part of the state, is consistently in Apache County.
That's Holly Lake, and everybody has heard of Holly Lake because they make the weather report every year, but many people don't know where it is. It's south of McNary up there, and it gets 17, on average, 17 inches of rain and 14 feet of snow.
The state average is 7 inches of rain per year, so they get more than double the annual average.
Mm-hmm. So I actually haven't seen it, but I imagine it's very beautiful with all that moisture. And then if you're going in the winter, of course, Sunrise Ski Resort, you can go up and ski and just play around in the snow, snowmobile, you know, whatever you love to do. There are lots of cabins to rent. There's just no end of things. It, to me, it's just one of the most beautiful places in the state.
It just, it takes a long time to get to.
About 4 hours.
From the Phoenix area and from the Tucson area, mm-hmm. sunrise is about 4 hours either way you mm-hmm. go. So it's a commitment. It's easy to jump up to Flagstaff, ski, and come back in a decent time and make it a one-day trip. You try driving 4 hours, skiing for 6 hours, and then getting back and driving another 4 hours. That's
not
a
recommended.
Pretty tough trip.
Well, then you haven't had time to acclimate as well, like we were just talking about. So it's a retirement community, some of it, most of it. A lot of people, a lot of snowbirds, you know, slip up there for the summer, enjoy the weather, then come back down. But it is growing. There are lots of people there. There's churches established and shopping and annual events, sense of community up there.
And when we say growing, just to put this in perspective, at the turn of the century, there was 8,200 people, according to the census.
In Apache County.
At 1900, I guess the turn of the last century. And the turn of this century, there are 70,000.
So say it again. 8,200 to 70,000.
Yeah.
So not huge, I guess. Well, and when you look at population, it's the 10th of all the counties population-wise. So there's a lot of wide open spaces. If you're a person who's looking for quiet, solitude, hey, I just want to get away, go that way. If you like crowds, head over to San Diego. But, you know, if you're looking for that great outdoor experience, head to Apache County.
70% of it is Indian Reservation, and mm-hmm. that is the Navajo Nation, part of the Navajo Nation?
Well, there's two. It's Apache, of course, Apache Indian Reservation, and the heart of the Navajo Nation is in the northern part of that county. So you go from mountains and, you know, all the things we just discussed up to high plateaus. And just south of the reservation, you'll find the Painted Desert. So if you start, let's say you want to start in Winslow, you could stay at La Posada, that beautiful resort there, and they've got a 5-star restaurant. We've stayed there. It's right on the train tracks. Not a ton to do right there, but you can head over to...
You could stand on the corner.
Yes, you could stand on the corner, and they have a little setup there. You can get your picture taken. There's the little pickup truck, and they got the whole scene set up, the guy with his
from
guitar.
From the Eagle Song.
The Eagle Song.
Really?
So we, you know, you stand next to him and get your picture. Everybody does it. It's pretty funny. It's pretty hokey, but hey, you got to do it.
I really have not spent hardly any time in the county other than when we were helping build the New Trioso Bible Church, and y'all have a little property in Alpine, which is just the very, 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 very edge of mm-hmm. the county line right there. Yes. And those high pines. Most of my time in the White Mountains is farther down in Greenlee County when you get over into... I've been there all the time. I have.
You're too young for this, Roman. I'm
Hannigan's
counting on
Meadow.
You. There you go.
Hannigan's Meadow.
I need you this morning.
And to Hannigan's Meadow. I've driven through the Four Corners. I've driven through Highway 40, heading over to Albuquerque to drive up to Colorado. I've come through the Durango side on the county. But I really have not spent a lot of time. But when you do drive that northern part of the county, it feels like you are stepping back in time.
Yeah, and if you like photography, it's a great place to be. The colors of the mountains and all the different configurations, the canyons, the spires of Monument Valley, as you get into the Indian Reservation. Next segment, I've invited Jerry. I'm going to wait and let her say her last name. I've got it all phonetically spelled out, and I still don't want to butcher it. But she's just a dear woman I've been talking to up there, and she's just got lots. She's had tourism up there, so she's going to walk us through what would take to go up there and visit and have... And I have a really beneficial time.
And she, you were telling me, is a third generation?
Well, I don't know. We didn't talk in generation terms. You know, the Navajo thinking is much different, and she's going to present us, you know, I said, hey, give us a history where your people are from. And she said, you know what? I'm going to start with a creation story. So she's going to start with a Navajo creation story.
All right. Well, we'll start right there, right after this.